This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, and another week to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my learnings, my musings, and my discoveries on the quest to live my life by my design. I hope that the show inspires you to pause and ask yourself that same question. Am I living by my design? I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Here we are, and it is week three on a trio of beautiful conversations with my little guy Finn. He has been joining me on the show. We've listened about unexpected adventures, challenges and screens, and who knows where today's conversation is going to lead us, but it is on the lead up to Mother's Day this coming Sunday, where we celebrate mums, something we all have. So I hope you enjoy, but welcome Finn.
Hello.
Back on the show. So let's dive into slightly different thought process and see where this leads us. Question for you. What's a word that mums say quite a lot?
No. No. That comes to mind.
Okay. And honest. And yes, unfortunately, as I often say to you, I don't actually like saying no a lot, but it kind of comes with the role. You say no quite a lot. And another quick question. If I asked you to describe me.
I'd say so fun,
cool.
Funny.
Nice.
You have a lot of surprises, so exciting.
Okay.
Something boring.
I wondered if the B word might come up. Yeah, because that is also, I'm loving that the first things that come to mind are nice, cool things. And that final one is, yeah, kind of again, along with the nose, kind of sometimes has to come with the territory. A personal fear of mine is being boring. But yes, boring and saying no. And I'm guessing that's a 10-year-old's nightmare, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Along with being told to get out of bed in the morning.
That's the hardest one.
So let's think about this for a minute. What can we imagine? Can you imagine a life where mum didn't say no and was never boring?
Before I think of this, can she say absolutely not?
Ooh, that's kind of in the same realms of no, isn't it?
Yeah, so like, just say yes.
So. Yeah, so you imagine. Now, there's a film called this. There's a film called The Yes Day. Yeah, you've obviously heard of it. Imagine a day where the only answer was yes. What sort of day could you imagine?
So paintball. I'd say I go go-karting. What else? A lot of video games. No video game limit.
Right.
Go to the candy shop and get as much candy as I want.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Use a lot of your money to buy awesome toys.
Wow.
And, what else would I do? It's hard to come to mind now. I'd say,
what about eating? What are the kinds of things you'd eat if there was no...
Only eat treat food.
Treat food, yeah.
Only eat, like, crisps, candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any fruit feature?
No. Unless it's on within chocolate and that. And then also maybe. Ooh, it's really hard now.
Yeah, to be put on the spot and think of all the things you'd want to do?
Yeah. I'd say, what else would I do? Maybe go to the arcade for a long, long time. And then, go to a museum. Go to the movies.
It's a pretty action-packed day.
And to finish it off, make you do a marathon.
Whoa, that's pretty
on the dot.
Why a marathon?
Just because my whole life, all the things that you said no to or done, all that put together, all that suffering put together, I'd make peace. So.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
500k marathon. I don't think that's a thing, but
Yeah, okay. Ah, interesting. Okay, so that's the idea of your yesterday, and then to top it off, sort of a revenge piece of having to face the element of mom's saying no and things like that. Okay. So I'm intrigued. So you've had this really cool day. Do you think it would get... Do you think by the end of it you'd be ready for, you know, I'm guessing there's no limits on bedtime either, is it?
So
the
time I go to bed is when the 24 hours end.
Right, okay. But do you think through this experience you'd understand why sometimes mums say no and are a bit boring?
Yeah.
And maybe ask you to eat fruit and veg?
I don't get that part. Well, I do, but like...
Because what do we talk about? What are moms supposed to do for you? What do you think a mom is?
I to take care of you, keep you safe, say no. just like be there for you and keep you safe.
Yeah. Anything else? It's the job.
To be fun and kind. And yeah.
Show you a few things along the way. So you can understand why we get a bit boring.
Yeah.
And so you've had this cool day and then you can understand sort of why mums have to be boring. What do you think would help if it wasn't just about having a yes day? What do you think helps mums not be boring and not have to say no a lot?
What would help mums not? Maybe not come up with the craziest things to do. Like, hey, let's go ride a horse through the chat.
I don't think I've ever come up with that. But what about, you know, if you're, like, what are the reasons I say no? What are you usually...
To keep me safe.
What are you usually asking for?
Pretty average stuff, actually. Like, to go on the PS5, go on my laptop.
Eat chips.
Eat junk food.
Pretty average things.
Yeah.
But what if I said yes to those every day, all the time?
Honestly, if you said just yes to me every day, I'll get really boring, because, like, I'll have everything I want.
You'd have everything you want. So, although mom's jobs aren't to deprive you of the things that you want, what do you think the lesson we're trying to do in by saying no sometimes?
Everything doesn't always go your way.
Yeah,
that's all that's come to mind right now.
Well, that's pretty much it, really, because it's just not real life, is it? You don't always get what you want, but you do always get what you need.
Yeah.
Famous line, famous song. But it is very true, and it is just what sprung to mind. Because you can't always have what you want.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot, don't we, which I'm sure you think is incredibly boring, but we talk a lot about the reason treats are treats is because you don't have them very often.
Well, honestly, the talk will last about 10 seconds, and then I'll be like, okay. Walk off into the lounge.
Because you've heard it how many times?
A billion.
A billion, yeah. Which is why, that's what I was getting to before, sort of, how can you help not necessarily hear the word no or that constant being boring is by learning that lesson and realising that maybe, you know, it's Wednesday and I've asked for chips from the batch twice this week and this is the third time, and maybe if I didn't ask for chips today, I won't hear the word no. Finn is looking at me puzzled, as if this is a phenomenon that he just can't comprehend. But yes, very puzzled. My little 10-year-old is looking at me now like, what on earth are you thinking? Like, it's almost a daily challenge to see if I can get you to say yes. So I ask you every day.
I did. I remember that.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to flip this on the head. You've had your thoughts on how you would spend a yes day in Mr. 10-year-old world. And I think we might flip this, but let's take a musical break and talk soon.
You gave me a drawer in your kitchen. You gave me the room with a view of the yard. Whatever the hurt, you knew right where to kiss it. You gave me the best of your heart. And you carried my rocks in your pocket. Flowers and feathers and butterfly wings. You had an answer for all of my questions. You showed me wonderful things. I know that it hasn't been easy. I hope that I love like you do, 'cause I know that this world better if everyone had a mother like you. You make the best macaroni. We never cared that it came from a box. The mom in the stands always clapping her hands, started cheering and still haven't stopped. And you held me when I came home crying, 'cause someone said something that just wasn't true. I always said that Janelle was my best friend, but really it's always been you. I know that I haven't been easy. I hope that I love like you do, 'cause I know that this world would be better if everyone had a mother like you. Mother like you. Second was born in September. I still can't believe I have kids of my own. I look in their eyes and I can't help but wonder, who will they be when they're grown? I know it won't always be easy. I hope I can love like you do, 'cause I know that my kids will be better if they have a mother like you. If I am a mother like you, 'cause I had a mother.
Okay, so, Finny, you've had your fun saying what you'd like on yesterday, but we've got Mother's Day. Like we said, these chats were leading up to Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is coming up. So I would like you, if you could create a Mother's Day of your choice, how would you spend that day with thoughts of me in mind? What would we do?
At first, I know you like a lot of movies that come out in the theatre, so take you to the movies. I know you have chocolates, so give you chocolates. Take you on a nature walk. What else would I do? Take you to the beach.
Mm.
And take you to a shop which every mum would like lots of mum stuff in.
Oh, and what's mum stuff? I'm intrigued.
Mum stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And then to finish off the day, I would take you to see a beautiful constellation or something like that.
Oh, out in the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that sounds like a lovely day. I like that. Lots of adventure type vibes. Lots of time in nature. We've gone for a walk. We've gone to the beach.
And we've also and we go for dinner.
Oh, yummy! What would I eat?
What would you eat? Something delicious, I'd say.
I like that idea. What a lovely day! And I'm always very lucky on Mother's Day. We always do something nice. We don't do all those things.
But like when we do something nice, like go for breakfast, we have to wait 2 hours.
We have had that experience before because we were doing the same as everybody else. It felt like in the whole village.
Yeah.
But it was a lovely experience. I think we gave up on that sort of vibe, didn't we? I can remember having pancakes with a bacon and blueberry face put on the top of them.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. Or I have had tea and toast delivered to me in bed. That's been another memory of Mother's Day that springs to mind. Last year we were actually down in Blenheim because I had done my 10K, my half marathon walk, and I got some beautiful goodies from a very beautiful chocolate shop in Blenheim presented to me. Which was right next
to the finish line. It was incredible. The amount, how fancy it was inside was just amazing.
Makana Chocolate Boutique in Blenheim that was. And you bought me the most delicious shortbread that was dipped in lemon and chocolate icing. Absolutely amazing. So, yes, fond memories of 2025 Mother's Day, I have to say, after a fabulous challenge ticked off. So we've both got a pretty cool treat day. If we had everything we wished for, that would be pretty nice, Finn. I like that.
Yeah.
And life isn't always like that. But I think what you've definitely talked about for my treat day, and what you've talked about for what your yesterday would be, I think we can ultimately say we have those cool things happen, just not all in one day.
Yeah.
But they're the sort of things that happen in our life. So when you listen to me when I started the show, when I talk about having a life by our design, we don't do so bad, do we?
Nope.
We're kind of living that kind of life. It doesn't all happen on a day, but we have those moments, don't we, where we do adventures and do cool things.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty cool life to have?
Yeah.
And the fact that we can't have it all the time means we enjoy that. And do you think maybe that's what the job of mums and dads is, to show you that doing cool stuff is awesome, but you have to space it out?
Yeah.
So not too bad. Not doing too bad on the mum front?
No, you're doing well.
Doing well?
Okay. Yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah. If you were to give me a score out of 0 to 10, where do you think I'd sit? 0 being, really needs to do better. 10. Yeah, pretty awesome.
I'd say if 10 was amazing, you'd be at about 9.
Oh, okay.
Or 8.5.
Oh, must still a little bit work to do to be amazing. Still a bit too much no and boring stuff. I guess that I can't take too personally. I mean, I do like you to have a wash here and there and brush your teeth and stuff. And
well, I know I have to brush my teeth.
And you have to get up for school.
Oh, that's the worst part. That's the reason you're...
That's the reason I've got an 8.5.
You wake me up. You wake me up.
The worst thing, and we're only 10 people. I'm guessing this might get worse as we get a bit older in life. Finn, I've enjoyed this conversation. It's been a little bit different, but it's been insightful. And it's been an interesting thing to tap into the 10-year-old mind and get some insights on life from your viewpoint. Have you enjoyed being on the show?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah? Do you think you'd like to come back on the show in the future?
Yes.
And any final words from our three shows? So we've talked about our unexpected adventure, talked about screen time, and today we've talked about, you know, the potential of a yes day and what perfect days look like. Any other thoughts to share as a 10-year-old son of a mum that does lots of different things, likes lots of challenges? I think you've got a pretty good handle on me, but anything you'd like to share as a 10-year-old with our listeners? Thoughts on life from Finn?
I think we've covered everything, to be honest.
Yeah?
Nothing's popping into my mind.
No. So we'll just have to work out, we'll just have to see where the adventures take us.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll tune in again sometime for some more conversations. Okay, so signing out from Finn, 10-year-old, with a smile on his face, and... yeah, it's been a good time. So thanks, Finn, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, as always, to RFM. I think we'll sign off here, and wishing all the mums out there a happy Mother's Day this week. I know from my own experience of the last few weeks, my mum's been in hospital and has... very great, thankfully, just got home and is, it's been an interesting few weeks, and you definitely in those moments realise if you're blessed like me to have have mum and a good relationship, that mums are special. And so... virtual hugs to mine all the way across to the other side of the world. Always very grateful for my hugs from my little 10-year-old. They're very special. And hugs all round to the mums and to people, because we have mums. So there you go. It works for everybody in my head. Take care, everybody, and talk soon.
Goodbye.